Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our consideration here in 2 Peter chapter 3, bringing a series of messages asking these three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? The signs of the times show clearly that the return of our Lord Jesus is nearer than it's ever been before. The turmoil that this whole world and the turmoil that our country is in, where mankind is spiraling downward, and the Lord even tells us about that, I believe, in His Word. We're looking at this series of messages to consider about these questions and about you. Are you ready for the end? Oh, yes. There have been preachers that have declared the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the coming judgment of sinners, and have been done so for centuries, for millennia. But that doesn't make it any less so. And so I thought it appropriate to deal with that first here in 2 Peter chapter 3, where the Lord Peter speaking to us about scoffers, those that would deny. They say everything's been the same since the beginning, haven't seen anything different. And so they surmise that because nothing has happened yet and the earth has been here so long that, well, maybe it's just not going to happen. Maybe it's a hollow, empty promise that our Lord will return, that our Lord will judge. But the Lord says here in this chapter that they are willingly ignorant. They're willingly ignorant of the fact of the Lord creating all things by His Word. They're willingly, secondly, of the destruction of this world by water in the days of Noah, some 4,500 years ago. Why? Because of sin. They're ignorant that by that same word of creation and by that same word of destruction by water, that this present world is held together and is reserved unto the Lord's judgment by fire. They're willingly ignorant of that. The day of the Lord is coming. The Lord does not make promises that He does not keep, but He has indeed made a promise that He will judge. He's not slack in any way. The time that the Lord waits is for His people to be saved and for sinners to hear the gospel and hear the call of the Lord, and the Lord save their souls. The day of the Lord will come when these things, this whole earth, will be burned up. There'll be a great noise and of the burning away of the heavens, and there'll be a great fervent heat when the elements are melted by the Lord. Again, Hebrews tells us that our God is a consuming fire, and when He turns His righteousness loose on sin and iniquity, it can't help but burn up. We as the children of God, in verse 12 of 2 Peter chapter 3, we look for and we haste, we desire the coming of that time when the Lord will do these things. Oh, with what a promise at hand. Oh, with what great power that our Lord has and will display in that. We should be a holy and a righteous people. We should walk before our Lord in holiness, having a holy conversation, having a godly conversation and a witness that these things will come to pass. Oh, sinner, you need to repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call out unto God for mercy, because without Him you have no hope in this day. Again, the questions: are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready? We pick it up here in verse number 13. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's the desire of the child of God. These that are here, these scoffers, these perditious, ungodly men, these that walk after their own lust or their own desires in verse number 3, they think they have the better way and the better idea. And of course, it's all wrapped up in this world. It's all wrapped up in this earth. It's all wrapped up in their own accomplishments in the short time of their life. But we who are saved by the Lord, we look for that cleansing. We look for that righteous judgment. We look for the Lord to deal with these things, but not for the sake of destruction of sinners. We don't want the destruction of sinners. We preach the gospel and we preach the Lord Jesus Christ that sinners might turn and believe and be saved. But we desire our Lord to rise up and to be in control and to be and be as He is, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We look, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. He'll destroy the old that He might bring in the new. Verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, be diligent that ye may found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Do you claim to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, but live no different than you did before you were saved, quote unquote? How is it with you? How's it with you? So many in our land, in our county, and here in the region that we run into and talk to and try to talk to about the Lord, they claim to have salvation of the soul, but there apparently is no difference in their life. There's no difference. The Lord says, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace. When you and I are sinning, when I sin against my Lord and Savior, peace. I'm robbed of peace with Him. Can you face the Lord with your sin? Oh, what a terrible shape that we come to when we would face the Lord, when we would face our Lord in a willful manner. Oh, what a terrible thing. Lord, help us. Lord, help me that it not be that way with us. Can we do our sin before our Lord? And of course, He sees everything and knows everything, and not be convicted and not be disturbed. People dressing or taking off their clothes and nakedness, it becomes more and more prevalent every year. Pursuing after vice and wickedness and drink and drunkenness and getting high on dope and such as that. Can someone that is saved go after such a thing and not bear the chastisement of the Lord? Found of Him in peace. Is there peace? Is there peace, or is there just a pursuit of self in this old wicked world? He says here that the people of God are to be found without spot. Pure religion and undefiled is to visit the fatherless, the widow, and the fatherless and the widow in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Are we spotted up? Is the grime of this old world, has it come upon us? And we have the grime and the spotting of this old world upon us? Or are we clean by obedience to our Lord? And then it says here, and blameless. That when the Lord would come along and He would evaluate our lives and evaluate our conversation and evaluate our thinking, that we're found to where He cannot blame us for being disobedient against Him? Or am I guilty? Am I sinful? Am I willful? See, He says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, the destruction of this whole earth, the melting of these elements, the destruction of the heavens with this great noise, we ought to be diligent to be found of Him in peace, peace with our Lord, and without spot, without the spot of sin from this whole world, and to be found blameless, to where the Lord would not have accusation against us. Verse number 15, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is indeed salvation. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. The Lord waiting before He comes, before He tells the Son to come, before these things begin to happen in the end. Things about man's self-destruction that we see in the book of Revelation in chapter 6, there verses 1 through 8. I believe that's just the final round of self-destruction that man deals with, and technology of man being brought low. I wonder about that. He says here, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. The Lord waiting for His return is indeed indicative of the salvation of His people, the salvation of sinners. Account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. So here Peter refers to things written by the Apostle Paul, and that this time that the Lord is waiting, Things aren't out of control. The Lord didn't forget his promise. The Lord is not slack. He's not forgetful or unable to accomplish what he said he would do. But understand that this time that the Lord's waiting is indeed a time of long suffering. It is salvation. Sinners are able to be saved in that time. Even as our beloved brother Paul has written, also, verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. What's it come down to? Not believing God's word. The Lord has given us his word to tell us about who he is, how he's created, how we've sinned, how he provided a Savior and his Son, how he brought it to pass that the Savior came, and how he gave his life a ransom on Calvary for his people, for sinners that will repent, believe, and trust in him, how he raised from the dead, how he is at the right hand of the Father, and how these things will come to pass. Our Lord has done these things. He has done these things to tell us in the scriptures from his word what is going to come to pass. He's done it. He used 40 men over the course of 1600 years to bring us his great, wonderful word to tell us the truth about these things. But you know what men do? Peter writes here that those that are unlearned, ignorant, and unstable, they don't have peace. They want their own way. They want their own sin. They rest. And that's not talking about taking a nap. That's talking about twisting the scriptures, as the evolutionists have taken and tried to, a theistic evolutionist has tried to take the scriptures and twist them. And what is it when the scriptures are twisted, when the scriptures are denied, when the scriptures are said to say something else other than that what they do say? It is to the destruction of the one that does so. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, same things that Peter has, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. Don't rest against the scriptures. Don't twist against the scriptures, sinner, but receive them and believe them, as they do also other scriptures, and do the same thing with the rest of the word of God, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, verse 17, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Keep on keeping on. Keep on believing what the Lord has said. Hold to the promise of the Lord that it is sure and steadfast, even though it might transcend the long-suffering of the Lord and the way the Lord would transcend our own lives. Know that it is so. And he wraps it up here, and we do so in this passage. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Grow in the Lord. Learn what he said in his word. Hold to what the Lord says. Don't be willfully ignorant of things that the Lord has established and said and has done. Know that his promises are sure. Every promise that he has made, he's brought to pass. And if it hasn't come to pass yet, it will come to pass. Sinner, are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.